Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's Monday! And no. It's not all bad news. It's also time to start a brand new week of Perfect 10! Hey! 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Right then, back to today. Today is the 18th of March, and it was on this day in 1745 that the man who is widely considered as Britain's first ever Prime Minister, the Earl of Orford, Robert Walpole, well, he died, aged 68. Walpole held that role from 1721 until 1742, gosh, and was succeeded by Spencer Compton, the first Earl of Wilmington. Things were a bit different back then. But are you in your prime today? Well, it's time to find out, as here come your questions for Monday's Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a Perfect 10, and we're starting the week with this. If 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 88K on a P mean? As it's Monday, I'll give you a clue. This one is connected to music. Have a think and see if you can come up with that phrase, 88K on a P. Question two is our clues in the news round. Can you figure out which famous phrase or saying is being alluded to in this fictional news report?
A feline called Tiddles, who accidentally trapped herself in a satchel, was rescued when an unknown man opened it up and released her. We are pleased to report that she wasn't harmed and is currently being spoiled rotten by her humans.
Well, if you can crack the clues in that news and figure out that famous phrase, you'll win a point. Question three, and Carol Lateral Thinking, and today I have a sequence for you to solve. Here is a sequence of American states: Iowa, Maine, Kansas, Florida. Iowa, I-O-W-A, Maine spelt M-A-I-N-E, Kansas, K-A-N-S-A-S, Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. My question, which of these states could come next in the sequence? Nebraska or Nevada? Nebraska, N-E-B-R-A-S-K-A, or Nevada, N-E-V-A-D-A? I'll give you a clue. You don't need knowledge about any of those states in order to work out the answer. Have a little think and see what you can come up with. Remember, on Perfect 10, you are allowed to pause and rewind at any point if you feel like you need some more time. It isn't cheating. Moving on to question four now, and it's our memory round. Today, we're taking a trip to a car boot sale, but listen closely as a question will follow.
Good morning. Thank you for checking out my stuff. As you can see, I have all kinds of random things to sell. In this box of CDs, there are all kinds of genres, including R&B, indie, and pop. I think there are 3 Beatles albums and 2 by Eminem. They're 50p each, or you can have 5 for £2.
I don't have a CD player anymore, I'm afraid.
Fair enough. How about some old comics? This bundle contains issues of The Beano, The Dandy, and a few other titles. You can have them for £2.50.
I will buy those, thank you.
Excellent. Could I also interest you in these children's books? I have 3 by Enid Blyton, 2 by Julia Donaldson, and 1 by David Walliams. Or how about some DVDs? I have 3 James Bond movies and a few Disney films, including 101 Dalmatians and Lady and the Tramp.
Well, I do hope you were paying attention, because here comes your question. How much did they sell the bundle of comics for? It was all in the clip, but can you remember the information you need to answer the question? Questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of a group we like to call the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun rounds. Common knowledge questions about pop culture and the world around us. Here's question 5. In February 2024, which American singer-songwriter became the first person to win a 4th Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Even if you don't think you know this one, it is definitely worth having a guess. Remember, if you like what you hear, don't forget, you can go back and you can listen to all of our hundreds of previous episodes. Here's question 6, and it's another FF for football. Which English football club play their home matches at Elland Road? That should be quite an easy one for all the football fans out there. Hopefully it is for you. Question 7, and it's time for a movie. Which 1978 movie has the tagline, "You'll believe a man can fly"? What do you think it could be? Question 8, and it's 2 in, 2 out time. This is where you have to change 2 letters in a word to create a new word. Which 2 letters can you change in the word hinting? H-I-N-T-I-N-G, to make a type of decoration used in street parties. Swap those 2 letters, find that new word. Question 9 is, I know this, as the answer might be sitting somewhere in the back of your magnificent brain. And today, it is Mystery Year Monday. The unsuccessful space mission, Apollo 13, took place in which year? Do you think you know the answer to that? And here we are already at our final question of the day, and it's time for our first anagram of the week. Which European city is an anagram of real bacon? Real, R-E-A-L, bacon, B-A-C-O-N. Can you find that famous city? And there you have it. That's the first quiz of the week done and dusted. Well done for playing along and getting your brain working. Answers coming up, but before that, do not forget, please, to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast, which will then download automatically. And join the Perfect 10 family on social media by searching for @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score to make this a perfect Monday? Let's find out, shall we?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question 1, we started with this teaser. If 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 88K on a P mean? Did you manage to figure it out? The answer is 88 keys on a piano. Question 2, clues in the news. And you were looking for a famous phrase hidden in this bulletin.
A feline called Tiddles, who accidentally trapped herself in a satchel, was rescued when an unknown man opened it up and released her. We are pleased to report that she wasn't harmed and is currently being spoiled rotten by her humans.
And the answer is, let the cat out of the bag. Easy when you know the answer, isn't it? Question 3, Carol Lateral Thinking. And today, we were studying a sequence of American states. So here is the sequence. Iowa, Maine, Kansas, Florida. Which of these states would come next? Nebraska or Nevada? And the answer is Nebraska. The first state in the sequence, Iowa, has a 4-letter name. Maine has 5 letters, Kansas 6. Florida has 7 letters, which means the next state in the sequence needs to have an 8-letter name, such as Nebraska. N-E-B. R-A-S-K-A. Very well done if you managed to work that out. Question 4 was our memory round and we were at a car boot sale. I asked you, how much did they sell the bundle of comics for? And the answer I was looking for 1 point, was £2.50, which sounds like they got quite a good deal. Question 5, we moved into the 3 Fs. In February 2024, which American singer-songwriter became the first person to win a 4th Grammy Award for Album of the Year? And the answer is the magnificent Taylor Swift. This time it was for her album called Midnights. The only other people who have won Album of the Year Grammys 3 times are Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, and Frank Sinatra. Question six was all about the beautiful game. It was about football. Which English football club plays their home matches at Elland Road? And the answer is Leeds United. Question seven, time for a movie. Which 1978 film has the tagline, "You believe a man can fly"? And the answer is Superman or Superman the movie. Although he is in the film for less than 20 minutes, Marlon Brando was paid $3.7 million for his role as Superman's father back in 1978. Wow. Nice work if you can get it. Question eight, time for two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word hinting, H-I-N-T-I-N-G, to make a type of decoration used at street parties? Well, if you change the H to a B and the first I to a U, you get bunting, B-U-N-T-I-N-G. Always hung at street parties. Question nine was, I know this, but did you? The unsuccessful space mission Apollo 13 took place in which year? The answer is 1970. And finally, question 10 was on Monday anagram. I asked you, which European city is an anagram of real bacon? And the city I was looking for was Barcelona, spelt B-A-R-C-E-L-O-N-A. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 on this fine Monday? I hope you did. If you didn't, don't worry, there's always tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Follow us on social media so you don't miss out on any of our bonus, often visual content. Thank you so much for playing today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with a whole new day of questions and puzzles. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.